Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I want to start with doing something that I would never have been doing what I did last night compared to previous years. That is watch a late West Coast game featuring two unranked teams, one of which is getting a lot of attention. The other stinks, but it's a great win for the ACC. Go Stanford, go. The ACC got a team that's moving in next year, and they went out and beat Deion Sanders. Yes, they did. And not only did they beat him, they kind of embarrassed him in the second half. 29-0 lead for Colorado Buffaloes at halftime. Stanford then came out and took it to them. They go to an overtime. And in that overtime, the guy who was getting a lot of the acclaim, Shakur Sanders, made a terrible throw. And, yeah, I mean, they lost. Stanford came all the way back and beat him. Now, Deion Sanders has been good for college football, specifically good for Colorado in that he has reinvigorated that entire program to the point where they're selling out games, they're selling out on merchandise. But they're not a very good team, let's face it. And they should never have been ranked earlier in the season like they were. That's people just getting into what was happening. Yeah, they beat TCU, but if you look at TCU, TCU was not that good of a team, as it turns out. Very, very average, I think. But they ended up beating them. That was a big win, certainly. And then they win again. They have Colorado State, and they avoided an upset there and won the game. But they've gotten pounded recently. And last night, you didn't expect that result. That's one of the biggest comebacks that we've seen in quite some time at halftime on the road against a team like that. 29-0 lead. And Colorado, the love fest with ESPN and Deion Sanders continues regardless of the situation. And that's fine. Like I said, he's energized the program. But maybe it wasn't personal enough in the second half for his players. Maybe it always has to be personal. 29-0 can put you to sleep a little bit at times, and that's where head coach needs to be criticized for allowing that to happen. If it's a lot of other head coaches around, it would happen to them. Anyway, this is not an anti-Colorado, but it's funny to me that, I mean, obviously the attention is there. I watch it. I'm sure a lot of people watch it, even though, again, they're not very good teams, generally speaking. But Colorado goes down.